Good morning. Happy Friday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's happening now in the news. Anna Nicole Smith is back in the news. California's attorney general says three people, including Smith's former lawyer and companies, have been charged with conspiring to furnish drugs before her death in 2007. The former Playboy playmate and reality TV star died of an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. Howard K. Stern and a doctor are out on bail. Another doctor is set to turn herself in on Monday. President Obama is talking up the economy today with a more optimistic tone. Mr. Obama is set to meet with Paul Volcker, the chairman of the Economic Recovery Advisory Board, this afternoon, and will deliver some brief remarks afterward. CNN.com Live will carry the president's remarks when they happen at around 12:45 Eastern. Japan is not happy with North Korea's alleged planned satellite launch. Tokyo says it could shoot down the object. The U.S. believes the launch is actually a cover for a ballistic missile test. Canadian authorities say they'll continue looking until tonight for 16 people still missing after their helicopter ditched into the ocean off the province of Newfoundland on Thursday. One survivor and one body have so far been recovered. The chopper was taking them to an offshore oil platform at the time. Another member of the Obama cabinet was sworn in this morning. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis took the oath of office from Vice President Biden. Solis is a former Democratic congresswoman from California. Unions, which contributed heavily to the Obama campaign, expect her to be an advocate for them and for workers. Tickets for Michael Jackson's 50 final curtain call concerts in London sold out in just 4 hours. Look at those people, thousands of them, who camped out overnight to get their shot at buying a ticket. Jackson originally announced that he would do only 10 shows, but they say huge demand led to 40 more dates. And that's what's happening in the news right now. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live for your updates throughout the day.